Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Becharos, and we are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Dalit. So it says the Mishnah, Einav Gedolos Kishel Egel, if his eyes are as big as the eyes of a calf, which is much bigger than a person's eyes, O Ketanos Kishel Avos, or they're small like the eyes of a goose, Guf O Gadol Me'evarav, or his body is bigger than it should be, it's disproportionate to his arms and his legs, O Katan Me'evarav, or it's disproportionate in the other direction, Chatmo Gadol Me'evarav, he has a disproportionately large nose, O Katan Me'evarav, or disproportionately small, Hatzimim Vatzimea, if he's Tzimim or Tzimea, so Ezu Tzimea, what is a Tzimea? Shaznav Ketanos, it means he has teeny tiny ears, Vatzimim, Shaznav Domos Lusvog, that he has very spongy ears, that they're shriveled up like a sponge. Mishnah, hey, Svaso Elyona Odefes Al Tachtonov, the upper lip sticks out above the lower lip, Vatachtonov Odefes Al Yona, or vice versa, Harezimum. Vishanutlushinov possibly Marisayan. If his teeth are missing, then it's only Marisayan. Dodov Shochvim Kishalisha, if he has breasts like a woman, Kresotsava, or his stomach sticks out in a strange way, Taburo Yotze, or his belly button sticks out, Nichpe Afilu Achas Liamim, if he has seizures, even only once in a while, Ruach Katsris Ba'alav, or if he has some sort of emotional breakdown every once in a while, Hamu'ushkan Valgever, or if he has large male reproductive organs, whether it be the testicles or the actual organ. Ein lo beitzim, if he doesn't have testicles, or ein lo ele beitz achas, or he has only one. Zeu meruach hashach hamur b'torah, that's meruach hashach that the Torah identifies. Rabbi Shmuel omer, kol shen nimruchu hashachav, it means someone whose testicles are crushed, that's meruach hashach. Rabbi Kiva omer, kol shen ruach ba'ashachav, it means that he has swollen testicles, that there's air in the testicles, so to speak. Rabbi Chirin ben Antigonus omer, kol shen marav chashuchim, meruach hashach means that he has very dark skin. So I think there's like four different opinions about what meruach hashach actually means. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Dalit, we said that if he has very large eyes or very small eyes, or his torso and his limbs are disproportionate to one another, or his ears are very tiny or very spongy, those are all mumin. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said that if the upper lip juts out or the lower lip juts out, or if his that's going to be a real mum. If his teeth are all missing, it's a mumi drabanan. If he has breasts like a woman, or his stomach bulges, or his belly button sticks out, or he has seizures once in a while, or he has mental breakdowns once in a while, or he has a very large male reproductive organs. So those are all mumin. And then we said meruach ashach is four different opinions. Either it means that he only has one beitza, Rabbi, or it means that that his testicles are crushed, or it means that his testicles are swollen, or it means that he has very dark skin. So those are the four opinions of what meruach ashach means. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav.